This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Saturday, May 19. The Spirit will pour out. Our reading comes from Joel, chapter 2. And afterward, I will pour out my Spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams. Your young men will see visions. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my Spirit in those days. I will show wonders in the heavens and on the earth, blood and fire and billows of smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. For on Mount Zion and in Jerusalem, there will be deliverance. As the Lord has said, even among the survivors whom the Lord calls. On this Saturday in May, many colleges and seminaries will hold graduation ceremonies. Congratulations to our graduates. As a seminary president who stands before men and women who have completed their education and are ready to commence or continue on their ministry journey, I will be reminded of this passage in the book of Joel. On Pentecost Sunday, this is the passage the Apostle Peter referred to when he explained the good news of Jesus. There are many scriptures to choose from, but if you had to address people who are skeptical, fearful, and even amazed, which passage would you choose? Peter drew from the prophet Joel, who speaks about the outpouring of the Spirit on all people. This prophecy and its message are not for a select few, or even a single nation, but for everyone. In a moment in time, God pours out His Spirit and inaugurates a new day for His relationship with His people. Prophecies, visions, and dreams that were once reserved for a select few are now distributed through young and old, men and women. A new day has come, and it has one ultimate purpose. The skeptical, the fearful, and the amazed are invited to call on the name of the Lord and be saved. Pray with me. Lord, bless all our graduates who commence to a new stage in life. May your Spirit be poured out on them. And may they serve you well wherever they are. In Jesus, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.